We were so happy that our brothers and sisters from that corner of Sudan were able to exercise their rights. But unfortunately, until today, the situation in Sudan, particularly in Darfur, Nuba Mountains, Blue Nile, the violence continued and people are forced to leave their home and completely blocked from aid assistance. Even within South Sudan, as an independent country, still the tension between two countries continue to destabilize both Sudan. That is why we came here today, July 8th, to recognize the independence of the South, but also to raise our voice and denounce the violence.
Your rally is called for protection of civilians and what you call unhindered humanitarian access and justice and accountability. How do you get that?
By coming together as the people of Sudan and work for peace. And also calling for the international community to fulfill their commitment, particularly the United States as a leading government within the international community, to lead the world to open or provide humanitarian assistance to those who are suffering, and also demanding that the world community support the ICC arrest warrant against all suspects, including Bashir, and also want to call the international community to fulfill their commitment toward bringing peace in Sudan and in South Sudan. In particular, we wanted to bring to the world's attention the situation in Blue Nile, South Kordofan, and Darfur. And we are demanding that the international community fulfill its commitment towards putting more pressure on Bashir to fulfill their commitment toward peace and protect civilians in these areas and bring lasting peace and justice for the people of Sudan.
Now, your rally cry, part of that today was what? Choose peace? How do you think peace can come between these two countries?
Yeah, bringing peace is not an easy task in a country that the government is not willing. The government is killing its own people. And that is why we needed the voice of everybody. And we want the commitment from the U.S. government and from the international community and the U.N. Security Council that the people of Sudan are not for war. They are for peace. And that is why we want the international community and the U.S. government to stand up for the Sudanese people and bring the positive change that the Sudanese people have been crying for so long to see happen in Sudan.